What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let's see if she agrees with me. Folks, it's the birthday girl. It's my mama,
oh,
Mary.
Happy birthday.
Should be.
Mama?
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's the legit, the first time I'm saying that to you, because Fat Boy called you to get you on hold here.
Yeah, well, see, I didn't even say it first because I wanted you to do it.
Oh, sweetie, thank you.
And I won't take it.
Yep.
Well, do you feel any older?
No.
That's good. That's good.
Not yet.
Oh, yep.
Got to find out about midday, which for you would be about 4 p.m. I'm just messing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about something that is very intriguing to me, Mother. I was going to do a fun little thing here where I was going to alert you to things that maybe happened the year that you were born, or to see if you even realized or whatever. But before even that, I found this, and I don't know if you know this or not, because this is a big mystery. The year that, and we won't say the year, because I know, you know, you don't want to say your age, unless you want to say your age.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Mm. I said 29. So.
What year?
No, the
not
age.
Not 1929. My goodness.
I'm at,
no.
I'm at the
Lord,
age.
Lord, Lord.
Oh, boy.
No.
That's my fault.
No, he said 29 years old is what he was guessing.
That was close a bit.
Well, I mean, if she was born, God, I can't believe you're so. I mean, heck. Hey, listen to me, heck.
I know.
Hey, it's your birthday. I mean, it's your. How do you? If you want to say it, you say it. I thought this is a trick. It's a test to see if I'll say it. And then, like Matthew, why'd you say it? How old are you today, Mother?
How old am I?
Yes, ma'am.
73.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
It's almost a big
happy
one.
Happy birthday.
Almost, shoot. Yep. Anything past 70 is a good one.
It's very true.
It's a big one. Heck yeah. I mean, we had a nice Christmas. It didn't snow, but then again, aren't you glad it didn't?
Yeah.
Because that would screw up everything.
It wasn't supposed to snow today.
Well, no, but like maybe Friday. Maybe some of the stuff.
Yeah, over the weekend.
She's about to have a nice birthday dinner.
I don't want the power to go off.
Oh, no, we've had enough of that stuff.
Oh, Mary, tell me about the comforter set that you got for Matthew.
Oh, Paige.
I want to know. What color is it?
He didn't get a whole set. He just got a comforter.
A comforter.
I told him to order it, and I'd pay for it, and he just got a green comforter.
It's not just the green. I tell Paige it is made of some chenille. I don't know what it is. Captain and chenille?
Probably some kind of polyester.
Oh, it's so...
It's a dark green. It's pretty.
It's so soft. And you probably won't like me saying this, but I slept naked in it the other night, Mom. And it's so soft.
It
was so soft. I loved it.
Look what I did.
I would have got a Cheetos Snuggie, so that's a good pick.
What?
You see them at Walmart, the Cheetos Snuggie.
Oh, my God.
That's what I would have picked.
Do they smell like Cheetos?
God, I hope so. They would after I wore it.
You get a out of memory. Oh, man. Oh,
it
man.
Might snow this weekend, right?
I mean, well, that's what I was saying, Friday. But then again, we get all worked up about that, and, you know. Half of us
but
want it to happen.
I still hope the power doesn't go off. That's I have problems when the power goes off. My oxygen goes off.
Well, yes. But, I mean, we have backups. I mean, she has backups.
Have the big tanks, but I still don't like it.
She's got, like, the big tanks where, like, I'm glad we don't have any, like, cousins or whatever that, like, huff stuff. I feel like they'd be in there trying to hit her oxygen. You understand?
No.
Okay. That's
fine. Oh, okay. I thought she had the machine where
she does, but when she's okay. Like on the go, she has this cool little backpack.
Oh, I've seen those.
Yeah, but when the oxygen goes off, my machine goes off. I have to pull out the big tank.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. You have the tank, so there's like you will live through that. I mean, there's. You know, now for those tanks, if we run out of those, but I've got an underground bunker full of them. Nice. I have no food, but we got oxygen tanks.
We know a guy who knows tanks.
Yes. Yes, we do. We know a guy who's actually doing something similar to that, the opposite way. So here's what I was saying, Mom. So you've already announced you're 73. So quick math on that would say, who can get it first? She's 73. What year was she born? Who's going to get it? Is it Paige or is it Fat Boy? Is it the guy who's in college for 19 years or the girl who's got 4 college degrees?
I'll get it for shooting.
It's 2025. She was born in 1952.
Oh, look. I was at 55. I had to take off the 3. 52.
Boom! Fat Boy wins.
I had to go
well,
on the
you
fingers.
Said it, Matthew.
Oh, I didn't?
I was too busy
yes,
counting.
You did.
Well, either way, they didn't even realize that I'd even said the answer.
I really
you
didn't.
You said 52.
Oh, okay.
I was counting on my fingers like a dummy.
I was just watching you count.
He was sitting there doing spirit fingers. I'm like, wow, he's calculating.
I kept going backwards every 10 years. I'm like.
So, Mama, when I Googled the 1952, the year you were born, the first thing it says on Wikipedia is that it's a leap year.
It's a leap year?
Yeah. The 1952 was a leap year.
I didn't know that. Well, I'm not as old as
I mean, for real.
Wait a minute, though. Does that get? But when
a leap year starting on Tuesday is any year with 366 days that begins on a Tuesday.
But is that every other year?
That's
no, that's never 4 years. It's a like, leap year.
It's like the Olympics. Yeah, or like a presidential. What is with the fours on that?
So she had a birthday every 4 years ago.
So, yeah. So, like, now who can do the quick math? 70. How old are you? 73 divided by 4.
Yeah.
It's 24.
I was close when I said 29, so.
24.
20, no, that's not right.
24 would be 72.
That's 3. We're dividing it by 4. You're not 96.
Well, 18. Ain't nobody told me nothing about it.
Well, is Wikipedia lying?
Yeah.
Is this, I mean, for real, a Wikipedia / 1952 is a leap year. How about that?
Huh.
So what is her sign?
She don't believe in that.
Oh, okay.
Capricorn.
Oh, that's a good one.
What? Why?
It just sounds.
Isn't
sounds
there
cool.
Like with that though, Mom? I've told the story for years ago about how when we'd go to the Pizza Hut, you know, with the set down Pac Man over there in Berea, and that they'd have those scrolls that had the you'd put a quarter in or whatever, and you'd get your horoscope out, and you vehemently would not let me buy those.
I don't even remember going to Pizza Hut.
Yeah, what? The Wild Cedar Lane Road.
Well, I might have gone.
That's where all my T-Bay.
73, remember? I can't remember everything.
You, listen, she remembers. Don't sell yourself short, Mother. We had this conversation the other night over at Brenda's house about how you remember. Even the young kids were saying, wow, you remembered my birthday when my mom didn't. Like, I'm not going to mention names, but that was a real conversation at a family member's home. My mom remembered before the kid's mother did. Yeah.
Do you know as a Capricorn, your lucky color is gray?
Gray.
Yeah, and it says your lucky number is 4.
Huh. I've always thought of my number being 7, but that was because that's the number I was born on.
Oh, the 7th. Oh, well, that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mine's also 7.
That's a real popular in European culture.
What?
Like, that's a lucky number, 7. Any combination of 7.
Well, lucky 7, I think, but like, when I played baseball, I was number 7, and then when I played football, I was 77. So I guess that was...
Yeah, 7s are lucky.
And plus, that's like a... sign of Christ is 777?
Is it?
That's completion.
Completion, yeah. Okay.
I knew she'd knew.
Yeah.
You'd come here with a half a fact.
What is 888? It's toll free. Did you like that one, Mom?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. I didn't get a out of you.
The symbol's a sea goat. It's a goat with a fish tail.
Oh, we don't believe in this.
A goat with a fish tail.
Yeah, that's what the Capricorn sign is.
My gosh.
It's weird looking.
Who knew?
Oh, I know it was a goat head, but I didn't know what the end.
Oh, Lord. The goat head, that's not good.
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because that's a sign of old Baphomet, the devil.
Not all of them are.
Goat head, but when you say specifically goat head, that means, right? I don't know.
We got to write this down because we mentioned something the other day about the Bible that we were going to ask.
Oh, I can tell you exactly what it was.
Oh, you remember?
But she won't like it. It's fine. Mom, it's nothing sacrilege. It's just... I will briefly say it, and then you'll be like, thank you, baby, for not mentioning it all the way. Remember the thing about the intermingling of tribes and the emissions of donkeys?
What?
I know. It's best. It was something that, taken out of context, but sounds very graphic in terms.
Well, I don't want to hear it.
I know. That's why I was being nice.
I didn't either, but it was
biblical. I read the whole Bible verse on the radio, and... people are like, wow, that's really in there. It was like, you know, remember there were giants in those days and also dudes hung like donkeys. Yeah, I know. All right. I love you with all my heart. I truly do. You know that. And we will be doing lunch here. And whenever you, I know it's not your lunchtime. We're just celebrating breakfast with you right now, probably. Okay. But you know what I'm saying? I will call you after the show and we'll do lunch and all that. Okay.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you, Paige. Thank you, Fat Boy.
See, it's the first time she's ever called you Fat Boy.
I love it.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now, I also don't want... Wait a minute. I also don't want that in this segment either.
Oh, no, no. I got a lot of help yesterday from people that were texting in. And
do you want to back sell for those that maybe missed it?
Yeah. Like, so my dad passed away Friday. I got the call, and then I had to decide what was going to happen. You know, the doctor calls, he passed away. Well, the first doctor call was, you know, you're the next of kin. What do we do if we can't revive him again? I said, you know, use your best judgment. He calls me an hour later. He had passed. Oh. Another hour later, the hospital calls with arrangements. Say, what do you want to do? Can't keep him. Got to take him somewhere. She gave me a recommendation. Everybody was nice. Then, you know, they take him to the funeral home. The funeral home calls and says, look, the cheapest cremation, what we do, you know, probably about $1,500.
And also... definitely mention the fact that you guys were absolutely not close, and because of various reasons, and also,
yeah, there was no
your son who's 20 had never even met him.
And no,
you guys
relationship
lived in the same county.
Really? Oh yeah. My gosh,
none. There was no relationship at all. So I hadn't talked to my dad in a couple of weeks. When I got the call that he was in the hospital, I got it from my mom first that they were calling her, which I don't know how they got with her, but you know,
big mama.
Then it trickled down to me. So that's kind of where we were at the funeral home. I was supposed to meet him yesterday, and they wanted the $1,500 to cremate him. Look, great people. I get it. You got to make money. It's a business. They were nice about the whole situation. They asked about, you know, sorry for my loss first, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
I reached out to I had heard the coroner's office might, in some counties, might offer some kind of process of like a cremation if you sign the body over. So I reached out. They said, we don't do that here, but we could put you in contact with somebody who can help you out. So they got me in touch with the fine people at the Anatomy Foundation. And I filled out a donor packet, so that's the route I went. I'm going to donate his body. They're like,
see, I think that's, that should be like, is equally important to, I mean, it's like that third option you don't really think about, I suppose, you know, other than being put in the ground, being cremated, or, you know, what? Yeah. If it's down the road.
Well, I didn't want to get my hopes up because.
Sure.
When he was asking me the questions, like, how did he pass away and did he have any other afflictions? I'm like, oh, they're not going to take him because he had a stroke. Half of his body was paralyzed and he's only got half of a bird finger on his left hand. I was like, they ain't going to take him. What are they going to do with him?
And also, if you didn't hear this segment yesterday, it was in hour four of yesterday's podcast. And I highly encourage you to listen to it just to give you more backstory on the relationship and why it seems Fat Boy is so nonchalant about this.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to say nonchalant, but...
Well, I kind of am, but I mean, that's kind of what it
turned
into.
I don't want to speak for you concerning things like that.
That's what it kind of turned into, the relationship, so...
Mm.
That's all wrapped up, and the process was quick. If you look at from Friday till about yesterday at about lunchtime,
yeah,
it was all done as far as, you know.
Seem to be in a much better place today.
Yeah, it's like it's a burden lifted because I was getting bitter if I was going to have to pay for it.
Yeah.
When we weren't even, you know. But luckily, you know, the coroner's office, you know, had those people reach out to me. Great people. They're going to take him. I'll get his ashes in about 8 months, and I'll figure out what to do with him then, but...
Can I ask this? Is that something where it will be used in research?
From what I understand, they have the bodies and then they try to match them with whatever programs.
Yeah.
You know, research and, you know, I had to sign stuff saying, you know, tissue samples could be taken, this, that, and the other. I almost filled out the wrong damn one for me.
What?
Oh, no.
It was like a self kit. I'm like, oh, I don't want to send, I almost sent in the wrong form. So I had to send in as the donor, not for me.
Oh,
well, that's kind of smart, though.
I don't think they would actually. Like, come here. You sign this. Come here.
I accidentally donated myself almost.
No.
Well, most people do that on their driver's license, so.
Well, I'm a donor, but that doesn't mean that they get my whole body.
Well, you should specify which products you want to release.
Well, it's it is because I'm sitting here saying, like, I don't have any kind of definite. I'm leaning on, like, what is it called when you get burned up real bad at the end? Cremation.
Cremation.
I'm leaning toward that just because of my own. And I have to certainly bring my daughter in on this, too. Like, how do you want it? Because with my father, I feel no closeness to that grave at all.
Yeah.
We changed the flowers out. And, like, honestly speaking, that's the piece for my mother. To have there,
we're running out of room anyway to bury people.
So and I, you know,
so expensive.
And you know, down the road, three generations from now, isn't going to care. So it's going to be one of them old decrepit looking ones, and
they won't really, They won't really. I mean, you're right. Three generations
is the cutoff. Yeah, I can't even tell you where my great grandpa's even buried.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
why would you know where my great grandpa's buried?
Well, that's a good point.
Uh-huh.
I got a shout out to the people, Mountain View Funeral Home in Pickens. They're great people. They were nice to me the whole way.
First funeral home shout out we've ever done.
I know.
Wow.
They were great throughout the whole process. But
see if they want to come on and say, what do we call him now? Partner. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. He's donated now, man. I had to sign.
I think that's wonderful.
Waivers?
That's actually, hell.
No, you're doing something good. Maybe you can cure something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it
bad to say I'm glad I'm not on the hook for $1,500?
No. No, because that was yet. After, and I'll say this for you and correct me if I'm wrong, after years of animosity and pain for you as his son, it was further pain of that, even one at the end. So, yeah. And it's also kind of makes you realize, like, yeah, that third option, again, is to, like, donate. What is this body without your soul? I mean, it's nothing, so.
I even asked him, like, the death benefit, would you guys get that? That's fine. He's like, you only get it. If you're a minor kid or a spouse, that's the only death benefit you get.
Huh.
Not everybody gets it just when you die.
Wow.
So that's interesting. Yeah.
is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Should play a little dramatic music now.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Hang on.
Boy, talk about, you know what, I really don't care. Like, I don't.
Maybe a little bit. I think it's a good thing.
Oh, no.
The big reveal.
My big concern, and I was a victim of my own little rule, save it for the air. I was wanting to ask you off the air. Like, God, how already did you know that? You're so closely intervened into the community. Yeah. Not intertwined into the community.
Yeah, I know somebody on it that might have seen.
Uh-oh.
You know, because I think, do you want to say what it is? Are you comfortable saying?
I don't care.
Please, by all means.
All right, so I know somebody on Tinder who was flying through it. And I guess they randomly match. Like, I don't really know exactly how it works.
I don't either.
They send me a picture and they're like, looks a lot like Matt.
I thought if you screenshot, it showed.
I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
Is that like a premium feature? Are you a premium member?
No. No, I don't.
I'm like, no, I was thinking it wasn't real. I was like, oh, no, somebody's.
I know, because somebody made a fake one of me on another one before. And it actually worked in my own favor because it ended up getting me verified on Instagram because of it.
Yeah,
but nevertheless,
kind of happened with me too. I was hacked.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, somebody pretending. Now, I didn't know how to go about it. Like, who am I supposed to show? Whatever. So I'm like, I would ask just to take a shot in the dark. I'm like, just to rule it out, because I'm like, I doubt he's on it. Just let me ask anyway.
Yeah, I did. It's not.
All right, it's real. Hell yeah.
I did it back over. Over Christmas.
That's kind of fun. Because you know what?
It's not.
It's not?
I mean, it's.
Because you know what it is. I mean.
I want to know.
What?
It's like.
A hookup zone?
Pretty much.
No.
It's not?
It's, man, I tell you what. Going through these things, apparently that's what it. It's either that or not, because you'll read someone's bio. First off, don't send me any D pics. I'm not looking for any hookups.
Ah, come on.
Or then the other one would be like, if you voted for Trump, go ahead and swipe left. And I'm like, I have such a political thing on that.
I guess it's not a bad thing, right? You just throw it out there.
It's kind of the rhetoric I'm trying to live more by, of just don't waste time and just go ahead and say it. Like, if you think something's going to be problematic down the road, go ahead and say it now. Uh-huh. Therefore, you know, there's not any kind of, you know, like I say, like in
like I say,
yeah, like I say, boy, like a woman that will go on a first date but go get a makeover that day, and she's setting herself up.
No, she's feeling better about herself.
But if she doesn't keep that up every day, it's not real.
Well,
I'm talking about the over the top. I'm not talking about just getting, like, you know, your face done by a friend or something. I'm talking, you know, makeup. Yeah. I'm talking about, like, going and getting the over the top.
Yeah, like stuff. The eyelashes and
yeah,
I get it.
But these are short little bios, right? You can't really throw out there.
I got it set up. First off, if they don't have a bio, they don't even pop up, because
there's gotta be a lot of bots.
Yeah, you can always tell too. I mean, literally 2 weeks is what it's. That is so freaking weird that it's only took that long.
Okay, so I'm really intrigued.
You gonna join? I got a promo code for you if you want.
Yeah.
I thought about it. I don't know.
It's, first off, it's such a judgmental thing, but that's life, right? Like, you.
Pretty much, yeah.
You're going to instantly decide if this. But I mean, sometimes it's instantly like, yeah, okay, no.
Yeah. I was gonna ask,
bring it up live.
Oh, good. That's all I wanted to see.
I would be afraid that.
And I don't like that either. It's when you first bring it up, it immediately shoots a face at you.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, so you swipe her?
And you got to, like, specify if you want men or women.
But does this make you
We're
feel...
We're not saying a name one, deal?
Okay, no names.
Oh, God.
I won't, but I really won't. Oh, wow. Please. It'd be good for the show. You got it. Look, you got to know if you
see. That's what I would be afraid.
That's the first one just now.
Look, we know that they always say there's somebody out there.
Nope.
You got to know if you're ugly, right? Like, it just ain't going to happen.
Well, I'm not. See, that's where you've got okay. me. You say, that my standards are too high. But that's, to me, that is fine. Because if there's not any going to be any, and there's people out there the same way. Women. I mean, obviously. There's no settling.
But did they feed you a starter? Like, let's start with this and see what he says. Because I'm wondering if there's some kind of algorithm. I don't know if you could pick hair color, stuff like
no.
that.
No.
Like, it's just random.
Yeah.
There's probably like a paid tier where that is the thing.
Because I got a feeling if you swiped whatever to like accept that one, that they would even like start feeding you overweight women regularly.
Oh, yeah, because you're in the algorithm for that kind of
and
thing.
I feel like you'd smash your phone if they were
Well, it's my standards are so...
It's a type.
So cut down. Like every time when I go in there and I swipe nope on, because they don't have it swipe left and right now. It's either nope or like. Or you can do a super like, which is.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like something you got to pay for.
Yeah, of course.
I wouldn't like
so
that.
Every time I run out, they keep saying, you've run out of people. Want to expand your distance settings to see more people in your area? I'm like, no.
I'm done.
I won't drive any further. Like, no. Quit trying to talk me into driving farther.
I had a friend that was on it, and she showed me some of her prospects. I was like, that's like the night of the living dead.
Like you,
and so I was always afraid of getting on that to see what kind of people I would be given. And I don't want to.
Apparently, it's a lot of people bad. Putting out or some that are not at all. And that's it.
Yeah. Like, do you get to, you can't just message whoever, right? You have to be matched.
You have to pay to do that.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not
doing that.
Not looking to, it's the first time in my life I've ever done anything like this too, other than like regular social media.
That's where you cheat the system and then you look at a name and a face and try to match it up on Facebook and send them a message on there.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
I saw you on the big T. Want some D?
And there's a lot of women lying about their age on there, too, I will say. There ain't no way.
I was going to ask that. I mean, you have to be authentic about that because...
You don't have to show your age.
You don't.
No, but I do. But there's a lot of, you know, obviously I'm just looking for women. But there ain't no way that's your
can
age.
Can you be nude on there?
No, I don't. I mean...
I guess people are.
I guess you can send private
messages.
Yeah, I guess so, because they were saying, no D pics.
Have you found anybody that you've known yet just by swiping?
No.
So I figured that was going to happen at some point.
They've got it on there, too, where if you, and I haven't done it because I don't want to give like all my stuff away. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But like you can sync your contacts with it. So if someone in your contacts is on there, you can make sure they don't see you and you don't see them. I think that's okay. For cheaters, though.
That's bad.
I mean, I think. I don't know.
I mean, what do you have to hide, anyways, if you're dating and you're not
into
anything serious? Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Are you going to bump up to the, well?
I won't pay for nothing.
Okay.
Me neither.
Because depending on how serious you are, you know, they got the ones only certain people can join.
Yeah. And there's certain services that I know that a friend or somebody that I really care about was on.
Escorts?
No.
Oh.
I mean, it would be cool to be an escort if you get paid to just go on dates, but I wouldn't sleep with anybody.
Right. Well,
would you join one?
Fired.
Jockey Lot Junk. If it were a real app.
Jockey Lot Junk?
Would that be one you would be interested in joining? Like, I feel like these are so hard to find matches on because that's half the battle.
Fun little, you know, whatever thing.
Do you think I would be successful on anything like that?
Yes, God, I do.
I mean, have you seen your own Facebook inbox?
You read the text messages that come in.
I just feel like...
I mean, God.
I feel like I'd get just people that
you got more willies in your Facebook inbox than a pride parade.
I've seen some lately.
More willies there than at a Jeep museum.
Yeah. Because, you know, Fat Boy put it in my mind that they're not real, half of them that are sent to me, because men embellish. And
there's more dickies in your email than in a factory of pants.
Every man says, well, I have to tell you, I have a large penis. And I said...
You got more goobers in your email than a movie theater.
Probably.
It's the only place I know
and
you
I'm
buy
just
them.
Thinking, how many times do you send that out a day?
I mean, it's a good thrower, you know.
Is it like
there's no updating to it?
Do you
though.
Put like
you don't post pictures like a social media. You just put it up there and then leave it and set back.
Like every morning, right. You send out a picture of your dingling.
You can't say that as a woman. Like, I got a huge, like, oh, what happened? Let me see.
I've never said that to a man.
Well, good.
Because I don't.
Even if it's true, don't.
Because I don't know what they want. I mean, honestly.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You pick, Fat Boy. I mean, they're all anonymous. So you've talked to these people. I have no clue which anonymous is maybe better than the other.
Let's go to this one. This could be real interesting.
I think.
Various Anonymous. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good right now. How are you guys doing? I love listening to you, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Yeah, well,
thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's you're the first one of the day. I guess just pour out what's going on with you, and then we'll try to give you that advice.
Okay, so let me just start this out by saying I love my wife.
There we go. Do you have the T-shirt and bumper sticker to prove it?
You better.
I need it. I have it on the calendar. It's all that. Yeah. I'm just going to say during COVID, she spun a little downhill. She went down the conspiracy train on a lot of things. And most recently at our Christmas party, my company Christmas party, she occupied a table with a couple of her conspiracy theories. And it got to the point where it was...
Everyone in the room is looking a hole through me right now. Because I'm known for that slightly.
Yeah. I respect it, but, you know, she was worried about COVID, and then she thought COVID was something that was created by the media, and then it was something that was created by the Gates Foundation, and then CV-19 ended up being fake, and it was progressively worse. And then she moved on to telling everybody about the moon landing was fake, and she brought up question that the moon even exists, because that's another conspiracy that she thinks it's a projection of some kind. Some people very, in a very Southern respectful way were nodding and smiling and agreeing, but they weren't really agreeing. And it was really embarrassing, the point where, you know, we eventually just had to leave, because she'll talk about how 9/11 was an inside job, the FBI killed JFK, Michelle Obama was born as a man. Famous Hollywood stars are pedophiles, the world is flat. I mean, and don't even get me started about Prince Charles being a vampire or UFOs. God. So it's
covered the gamut.
Yeah. God. Yeah, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, which she doesn't even think the Titanic actually sank. So,
oh, no.
I don't know exactly what to do or how to handle it, but she's spending a great deal of her free time going down this road, and I'm almost concerned, and I'm talking because she's in the other room sleeping right now. But I'm kind of concerned that it's becoming a mental illness of some kind.
Not to mention at your work party, which is kind of putting a target on you at work.
Exactly. I have apologized. I've even gone so far as to write an apology email to my boss.
Oh, wow.
Which he thankfully accepted and patted me on the back and said he's been there, but I don't know that he has. I'm kind of concerned for her mental health, but also it's just...
Let me ask you this. Any particular thing that she's brought up, have any of those resonated with you? Or were you like, look, because I'll tell you, a couple of those that you mentioned, I somewhat agree. I don't know to the extent that she thinks, but there's some validity to a couple things you did say there.
Well, I mean... The thing that I'll admit to is, COVID conveniently started next to the COVID Wuhan lab clinic. Yeah. I mean, like somebody got that illness, walked into the meat market, and the whole thing started. And, you know, science was very good at giving us the cure that science created the problem for. So, yeah, I mean, I got that kind of idea, but I mean, I don't think that because of the super collider in France or Switzerland has sucked the Earth into a black hole, and we're currently in a black hole.
Oh, yeah, she thinks
like
so.
I think
the problem is that there is, I don't even want to say the name of the documentary, but there's a very infamous documentary that when I watched it, it was not a conspiratorial documentary. It's more of a real history kind of documentary about the last 75 years, I guess, of America. And it's jaw-dropping, and it's real. And when you watch that, it kind of makes you look at everything else through a different set of lenses.
Everything.
Okay.
I'm talking about like the military-industrial complex that exists.
Sure.
And that it really opens your eyes to a lot. So you're like, but I was told this in school, and I was graded on this, and this is what everyone says is happening.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes you kind of look at everything sideways.
And everything's a lie. You doubt everything you're told.
I think that YouTube, and this is even a conspiracy, I think YouTube was used against this country and TikTok during COVID to push a lot of this stuff to make us lose a little bit of our patriotism about this country. I truly believe that.
Yeah.
You know, what's interesting about stuff, though, is, you know, it's all about.
That could come down to a couple of people.
Which
is, like, you know, when you talk about platforms and, you know, who's running these and operating them.
Yeah.
You know, like, a couple of people can decide what the masses, you know, kind of take in. The severity of this guy's wife is she's one of those people that she doesn't only present it, she has to, like, convince you to believe it, too. That's got to be tough.
Well, we were going to visit friends in Denver, and she threw a fit about land. You've heard this one too, I guess. Like airport. How it's an Illuminati headquarters.
The airport.
Yeah.
There's just some weird murals in there, though. You got to admit.
Well, I mean, we almost didn't go, and then she wanted to drive, and
God.
You know, I mean, because she didn't want to land in the airport because she was afraid she was going to be cataloged by the Illuminati, and I'm like. Honey, like, please, let's just fly into the thing and give it a chance. And yeah. I don't know, it felt like every other confusing airport that I've ever been in my life. So, you know, I mean, it just...
It's like a never-ending battle because she's always going to be looking for the next one.
And they also, in a lot of those YouTube videos, they actually put it in there that, like, and when you talk to your friends and family about this, they're going to call you crazy or whatever, but
exactly.
Remain true. And so they're already like pre-programmed to expect you to call them crazy. But then again, you got to look back at 200 years ago in America where generally speaking, every large city, even to medium-sized city, had a big-ass insane asylum. Yeah. So it's almost like... Everybody that didn't agree with the narrative, did they just throw them in the insane asylum? Because there were so many, and they were so grand, and like, why was so much done about mental health then? But now we act like we care about mental health. But there's no, I'm not asking for people to be lobotomized and all this stuff. But we're just like, well, we just check it off with a pill now.
Yeah, how do you fix it?
And the reality is that this, you know, mental illness in America is and in the world is rampant. It's part of it, and there just isn't enough help because she won't go talk to a therapist because she's afraid of that the therapist is going to have a different opinion than she does about the Earth being sucked into a black hole. And I mean, it's like, and you know, I've gone down the physics road.
Yeah.
Of, well, if that has happened, there's literally nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean...
Yeah, do you think that's what a lot of people think, and that's why they act so, like...
They've given almost, up?
Not given up, but, like, how people are so, like, unneededly rowdy, you know? Like, the way... You know, all this crap that happens, like... Oh, for instance, the subway lady. I mean, burned alive on a subway.
Yeah.
Like, is that the mindset where people are like, all right, we're all in a black hole, none of this, we're in a matrix, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? It's all fake. God, that's an awful mindset.
Some people say, that's, you know, this guy's wife. What if it starts to, you know, bleed into her personal life?
Well, it has.
As far as
he had to apologize to his boss.
Well, I mean, it's like as far as like what she starts to believe about him.
Oh, sure.
About you, sir. What you may or may not do.
Wow.
Oh, and yeah. I mean, it's the thing is it seems like she reads a conspiracy or watches a YouTube video on a conspiracy, and it takes nothing for her to believe it, and it takes everything for me to even have the other side of the opinion about, well, maybe this isn't true. You know, like 9/11 conspiracy. I was in New York and during 9/11, and believe that it was not a conspiracy at all.
Yeah.
You know, I was there when everything went down, and she believes that it was an inside job. And I just
see that's
I,
one that,
for my own patriotism, can't accept that. You know what I mean? Like
that's the one that can be real offensive to a lot of people. Because, you know, everybody, you know, and COVID, but, you know, this is on a different scale because everybody experienced it together, if you were there or not, you know, obviously to certain degrees. But, you know, that's one that's real offensive.
And so many people lost their lives and they were just doing their job during the day.
Exactly.
Man, I tell you what, if you can hold through, great. If you can't, keep listening. And we will talk about this more. And I already see calls coming in. And but just... Hold on one second. If you have to go, though, just keep listening. And
I can hold on.
Okay, okay.
Awesome. Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
Probably started with suicidal shrimp and just went downhill from there.
What's
Which is a fun one.
That's the thing, though, is like the stuff that started off real baby steps, like fluoride in the water or, you know, this, like I always use the example of my mom with the webcam. She put the tape over her webcam because she was afraid someone's going to be watching her. And then... when that stuff is validated,
hey,
mama, down the road, then you're like, well, crap, maybe Antarctica is an ice wall that surrounds the entire world.
I just want to call up and say this, just show this and kick ass, keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all show every day. I'd be bored as hell.